Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr., and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the PGA Show. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. Then we get in the limo and we head to Fort Lauderdale.
Tonight? No.
Yeah, we're going to leave tonight to make sure we're there by next Friday.
I have a family.
Well, I do too.
I would like to have them when I get back on Saturday.
I don't know. Paul Stanley family.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, with your family, I would take that trade.
Well, I was going to say that about yours. Your wife called and said, could you take Matt tonight?
She did do that.
Yeah, she did do that. All right, so now we're going to welcome back to the program. Jane has been on numerous times from Daphne Head Covers. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
So we'll get right into it because I stopped by the booth, and I'm always curious, how do you continue to make a new this, a new that, which you do, and I want you to talk about the new products, but how do you come up with so many new, you know, new items?
Oh, thank you for asking. It's been 44 years at Daphne's Head Covers, so that's a good question. We just listen. We just talk to our customers, and we keep a board of suggestions, and it's very technical. It's like a big piece of paper, and we write down all the different suggestions, and we put tally marks by it, and the ones that have the most, then we sit down with the design team and try to create something.
What is, I think stupidest might not be the right word I want to use. dumbest, that could be. Silliest. We'll go silliest.
Silly.
The silliest request that even the person who submitted it knew there's no chance.
We have so many of them.
Really?
You know, I just don't know. I mean, we have some that, you know, my mom's name, her signature is on the labels. So there's some that you wouldn't put your mom's name on. So, you know, you get those and say, we just can't do that. But we've done everything from outhouses to,
we did a tournament
that had, was a hand with the middle finger up. You know, and everything else in between.
So any gladiator, like warrior heads, like, you know, the mask, you know, like the Spartan shields?
We've done some things like that. We've done some ferocious knights, like in armor, and some really scary faces, and, you know, depending on what the theme of the tournament or the company is.
So what are the new ones? You started to tell me when we were talking. I'm like, no, let's wait. Let's wait till we do this live. What are some of the new items?
We've got a Bloody Mary. And it even has a, we've created a fabric shrimp and lime on it and celery stick. We've got a bomb that says boom on it for the big hitters.
Oh, I can't say that. Can't say bomb. He got suspended from Facebook for 30 days for using the word bomb.
For saying the word bomb.
We have a rather explosive head cover.
You know, and I wanted to fight Facebook with it. It was during the World Series. Bryce Harper hit a home run.
Right.
I don't know if you're a big baseball person. Mm. But, you know, if somebody comes up and hits it, like, I don't even know how to go. It's called a bomb.
Right.
Bryce Harper hit a bomb. Barry Bonds hit a bomb. It landed into the water. And I said, bombs went off in Philly. But it was during the World Series. I guess I should have said Bryce Harper's hitting bombs at a blah, 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 blah. So I know that I ask you this, you know, every time, and I know it's like your children, and I always say this, we all have our favorite children. What is one or some of your favorite head covers? Is there one that sticks out?
Well, you know, I'm partial to a lot of them, and you make me think on this, so thank you. I appreciate it. Of course, I love our tiger that Tiger Woods carries. Mostly, I love for all the things that it's done and the Nike commercials and Tiger carrying them, and now Charlie carries our tiger also. But it was one of the last designs I did with my mom.
Sentimental.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's super cool. That's a favorite.
I've never asked you this. Do you play?
I do.
Are you a golfer?
I am.
And great golfer, really great golfer.
I look great on the first team. My outfits are fabulous.
Nice.
And after,
important.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's
you gotta look good, feel good, to play good.
Yeah.
I remember the saying is called, if you can't operate, decorate.
I decorate.
Yeah. So I like
decorate,
that one.
Yeah.
So I might have to start going that route.
Yeah.
Now, you're out in the Phoenix area.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
The big waste management tournament's coming up. Some little football games coming up out there.
Yeah, I heard that.
Tell us about what's going on out there.
Oh, this time of year, it's just crazy in Phoenix. Besides having, well, right now we're having a cold spell, but it's beautiful weather. And the TPC Scottsdale, they're very conveniently placed it right between my home and my factory.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, which was very nice of them. So we will all leave straight here, and then Team Daphne's will be at the waste management, seeing all our golfers, taking care of customers, enjoying that. traffic's a little crazy. We've got Barrett Jackson going on with all the car auctions. And then, of course, the other game with the ball, the Super Bowl, will be being played on Sunday. Yeah.
How can people get information? How can they purchase a head cover? Can they go directly to your website? Do they have to go to, you know, a golf course?
Well, they can do both. I mean, first go to your local golf shop and ask for Daphne's. They're the people who built us and have kept Daphne's head covers around for 40-plus years. But we also have a brand-new website, so I'd really invite you to come and look at that, which is daphnesheadcovers.com.
I'm on it now.
Yeah.
It's fabulous.
Oh, do you like it? Good.
Well, we just got a golden retriever as a family dog.
Oh, lucky
and this
you.
Head cover is exactly what we have. So,
good.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's you have great website, great content.
Thank you. Well, you'd asked me about favorites. That dog is made after one of my golden retrievers, modeled after it. So first I did our female golden retriever and then our male. So there's, you know, they all have a story, but lucky you having a golden. They're such good dogs.
Since our first guest got mad, you know, when I said the wrong thing, and he said, I'm trying to sell product, blah, 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 I might as well get Jane mad at me, too. Still no Yorkie?
I have a Yorkie.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Because remember, I kept asking about the Yorkie poo, and a Yorkie is close enough to a Yorkie
poodle.
Yeah,
I don't have the poo. I do have the Yorkie.
Okay.
And there's a Corgi on here.
Is there a Corgi?
Yeah, Corgi's cute. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. My daughter has a you know, and that's the beauty of the head covers. You know, you don't even have to, honestly, be a golfer.
No.
You know, you could put it on a wine bottle. You could do so many other things of something that you're attached to.
Sure.
Absolutely.
You know, my daughter hasn't played golf, I don't think, ever.
Right.
But she would get a Corgi and find some place, you know, to use it. So
yeah.
I don't know if you've ever thought of it that way or.
Well, I have a friend who has a kind of a brilliant plan. Her in-laws come and stay and they drink all the expensive wine and they replace it with two-buck chuck. So when they come, she takes the head covers and puts them over the nice wines to hide them.
Oh.
And just as I'm collecting Jane's head covers, I really like Daphne's and. That's how she protects the wine, so they have another use.
Well, true story this morning, we could have used this for like maybe a memorial because my dog ran out when my kids got excited that Steve picked us up in a limo.
Yeah.
And we got a late start getting here, and traffic was awful. And Randy was like, your dog is costing me my radio career. But we got here, and we're
good.
Here. So we're happy to be back.
Good stuff. Jane, I appreciate you stopping by.
Great stuff.
We'll come over again and take some photos of the booth. And hopefully we can connect out in Scottsdale in a couple weeks.
Oh, I would love that. Yes, please look me up. I'll be there. Thank you for having me as a guest again. I enjoyed it.
Great to have you.
For coming on, we're going to send you a gift. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong. You know, we'll get your address when Steve comes back, as well as some awesome salsa from
Blue Ridge
Salsa.
Salsa is my favorite food group, so that's wonderful.
This stuff is outstanding, so we'll get that sent out to you as well. Let's go hit a quick break, coming to you live from the PGA Show here in Orlando. Half down, half still to go. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Duffy Waldorf from the PGA Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza. Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Skunk Ape Electronics is just amazing. Get connected through music with Skunk Ape Electronics. Custom boomboxes, veteran-owned and operated, and American-made. Go to skunkapeelectronics.com and change the way you listen to music. Get 10% off your first purchase when you sign up for our newsletter. Stop by any Knockout Radio broadcast and check out what they use from Skunk Ape Electronics. Amazing. Just amazing.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tam Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Barrett Root of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the PGA Show here in Orlando. A lot of stuff still to go. A lot of things still to talk about. And when you talk golf, I don't think there's anything that you want to talk more than long drives, than getting off the tee box.
Is there anything better in golf than that? I mean, the bombs, if we can still say that on air.
Yeah, like, you can.
Those things launch. I mean,
you can say launch. No, I think launch is better than bombs.
But, I mean, look, baseball, the only reason we watch was because of how far they could hit the ball out of the stadium, and this is the next best thing.
Sitting with us right now is your long drive champion, Martin Bergmeier. Martin, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing? Thanks for having me. This is awesome.
Now, the thing about the bomb is, and this is true, during the World Series, Bryce Harper hit a home run. Are you a baseball guy at all?
I'm from Germany, so no, I'm not. Okay. But I know a little bit about baseball. I know what an inning is.
Okay. So in baseball, when you hit the crap out of the ball, it's called he hit a bomb. Yeah. So on Facebook, during the World Series, I said something to the effect of, bombs are going off in Philadelphia. And
okay.
I got banned for 30 days.
Well, it could be misinterpreted. I see that.
I could too, but it was during the World Series. Come on. Common sense should come in. Let's talk about you. Talk about your career. How do you know all of a sudden I can hit a ball 843 miles?
Well, I was just trying. That was the first bit. I was playing golf my whole life. As a junior in Germany, and as you might think, in Germany, golf is not as big as over here in the U.S. So I was always pretty long, but then, well, didn't really make it professionally. And then at some point, tried a long drive competition because some of my colleagues, because I was working in an IT job back in the days, basically forced me to compete in this long drive event.
Okay.
And I tried. I was playing basketball during the time. But, well, that new strength or explosiveness, whatever you want to call it, that I gained through basketball and the technique of the old times of my golf swing was pretty good, apparently. So I did pretty well in that first event, and all these guys told me, dude, you got to try and do this professionally.
And it's gone pretty well.
It did, yeah. I mean, yeah. Now, that was 2017. And now in 2022, we're competing in the U.S., and I'm actually winning the world championship, which is still insane to me. And now in 2023, and World Long Drive is back. Which is crazy because for you guys out there that didn't know this, in 2020, COVID pretty much killed the sport. So there was no competitions. All the international guys couldn't fly out because it wasn't accepted as a sport. And we didn't get all these exemptions. And the guys from the PLDA, from the Professional Long Drivers Association, basically saved the sport with grassroots events. And now this year, GF Sports and Entertainment came out and purchased World Long Drive off of Golf Channel. Because back in the days, Golf Channel owned that brand.
Right.
Now GF Sports and Entertainment came out and now puts World Long Drive events back on TV, where we belong, the most adrenaline-driven side of golf. And, well, there's so much you can do with long drive because, yes, you see these big drives, entertainment and all that, but there's also a big portion of this in golf because people actually look at long drive and the technique we use and try to transfer some of these elements over to golf and hit it further on course.
Yeah. What are the rules? I've watched it on TV.
Yeah.
But I still don't know the rules. You know, is it where the ball lands? Is it where it rolls? Is it, does it have to be in between certain diameters? You know, what is it?
In 30 seconds, you'll know. Six balls, 2 minutes 30, a 60-yard wide grid. The ball is never allowed to touch anything on the outside of the grid, and the longest ball counts, and you're hitting head-to-head.
Do you get bonus points for how loud you scream?
I'm working on that because I'm pretty good at it. So, I'm still trying to implement that rule, but so far there's no such rule.
So my question is going to be more about the physiology of it. Okay, my buddy Niall Pruitt, two-time long drive champ. I would train with him in the gym. But your stature, your physique, like the height, do you have an advantage? Is there an advantage in the height of an athlete, or in the, is it all technique and swing?
It is 80% technique, I would say, but strength, muscle mass definitely helps. And tall guys usually have more muscle mass because they're bigger, right? They're just taller, so the muscle mass itself is a little more, and it definitely helps to raise the limit of your swing speed. So when you look at the average size of a long driver, it's definitely on the taller side of things, but there's also some short guys that are pretty fast, so there's always outliers, and the most important bit is still the technique.
All right, so six balls. Is there like strategy in, you want your first ball, you know, in play so that you can go and get a monster, or, you know, what are you thinking?
That's so interesting because I'm still trying to figure this out. I mean, I'm the reigning world champion, and I haven't really figured it out because there's so many different ways you can go, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes you're like, hey, I'm just trying to smooth one in there, so I have one in there, and mentally I can approach the whole thing differently and just go out after it. But then sometimes smoothing a swing doesn't really work out because everything's off sync and you hit it even like more to the right and left. So for me, the one strategy that I went with at World Championship was just try to just not care and hit it out there.
Solid advice.
Second place, how far behind was he to you?
Interestingly, the second place was Bryson DeChambeau. He was competing in this year's World Championship, and it's so ridiculous, actually, because he made it from 170 miles an hour ball speed on tour to over 220. So for all you golfers out there, you know what that means. That's like bringing a deadlift from 150 pounds to like 700 in a year. It's totally crazy what he did in terms of numbers. And he transferred all these elements of long drive to his golf game as well. So he's benefiting from that as well. And that's how he won a major championship. He won a US Open. And he was at, I believe, 408 yards in the final. I was at 426.
Wow. How is your all-around golf game?
Well, it's okay. It's like, I believe back in the days, Happy Gilmore kind of created that stigma around putting. So people that hit a long ball can't putt. But most of these guys on tour, not only myself, are actually decent golfers. So you can't really, well, hit it that far with a crappy golf game, with a crappy swing. That's basically impossible. Most of us are not at tour level, but most of us guys are single-digit handicap. So I was a 3 handicap when I was 14. So it's fairly decent. The one part that I struggle with is I don't have to dial in my wedges and my short irons. So let's say 121 yard shot for me is pretty hard because I hit my shortest club 150. So now hit it 121 or 91 or 87. Tough to time. So that's stuff that I don't really work on, and that's why I'm not really good at it. But that casual round of golf is probably a lot of fun with a lot of us guys.
Sure, and that's what I really wanted to get out. You know, a lot of people think that. They think Happy Gilmore, you can go up there, you hit it 2 miles, but you can't putt, you can't chip, you can't, and you can. And that's what I wanted people to know is, you know, you're still a great golfer. It's just you can hit the crap out of the ball as well.
I agree, and the other way around is even more effective. When you look at these guys out on tour and what they do, a lot of them in the meanwhile look at us and what we do, what kind of mechanical principles we utilize, and what they can learn from it to hit it longer. Because when you, just like Bryson, when you have a decent short game and all that already in your golf game, then add a couple miles an hour speed to it and all of a sudden you have different approach shots. All of a sudden you hit it like 30 yards further, and you don't need a 9-iron into the green, but a pitching wedge, right? So, because there's this double benefit.
So that was kind of my next question was, you know, what kind of training devices or what kind of mechanical things do you use? I see a lot of weighted clubs here, like baseball players would put donuts on. Like, what's the advantage, or what will increase club speed out of all the devices?
There's so many different devices for so many different things, because every drill, every swing is different, and they all have their place. So depending on what you want to achieve, you might need a different device. But what became very popular over the last couple of years was speed sticks. So what we do is we swing fresh air. We don't hit a golf ball. We just swing a stick that is weighted a little lighter or a little heavier with different weightings than our golf club, and then go through different training protocols to basically make our bodies move faster. And one of them, for example, is the Stack. And they also, that's interesting, have a training protocol in there that incorporates all these mechanical motions too. Because the main difference in swinging faster is changing the swing and make it more powerful. Get rid of the power leaks in your golf swing. That's what's making it permanent. That's what's making it sustainable. And no, you don't have to swing like a long driver, because we're pretty much maxing all of these out, right? And then we try to use all that adrenaline and yelling, like all that stuff, super exciting out on TV especially, to hit it as far as possible. But out on course, you want to, well, you only have one try. You don't have six tries. So you want to use it just a little bit. But there's a lot to learn from long drive.
Talk about A, the crowds, and B, how do we move those crowds, not take them away from you, but have them go to a PGA tournament and be in the crowds of a PGA tournament.
I mean, I see the PGA Tour trying to do this at some of these events. I have a feeling they give them a couple beers and then they do way better. But the crowds are different. The crowds are loud. The crowds are more on the make some noise side of things than the stay quiet side of things. So for us, we don't need silence when we hit. It's actually the opposite. We want them to yell. We want them to give us the energy to squeeze out a couple more miles and a couple more yards.
Talk about the club itself. Mm-hmm. You know, is it a club that you would get at any PGA store? Is it specially made for you? Is it a club that can be used on the PGA Tour?
The answer is yes, it's a conforming club. Would I recommend to hit it? I don't think so, because we're using 2 degrees aloft up to maybe 5 compared to a normal driver at a store you can buy at like probably 8 the lowest, more like 9, more 10 and a half, 11 degrees you see nowadays. And the reason being is at our speeds, these clubs would just produce way too much spin. And that spin is just ballooning that ball up in the air, not moving it forward, but up in the air. So to hit a very high shot, these clubs might be very good, but you don't want to hit it high. You want to hit it far. So these clubs that we use go up to 48 inches of length, which is the longest allowed by the USGA. There's some local rules at PGA Tour tournaments that limit at 46, but we're going to 48. And the spring effect of the club face is limited to, well, a certain number, probably too technical, but we're sticking to that limit. All these rules are being applied to the long drive game as well. So if you wanted to, you could use the club, but I mean, myself, I go a little bit up in loft when I go out on course. I go a little bit shorter in shaft length because, well, I only have one try. I don't have six.
Right.
Now is this a drug-tested sport? Are there regulations, like in combat sport, we have USADA and they do drug testing. Are there performance-enhancing drugs or tests that you guys have to take?
I hope there will be. In 2020, World Long Drive was on their way to implement it. And we got all this in the very beginning, you get all these educational training courses and all that stuff, so you know that you're responsible for what you put in your system, like all that. And we undertook all that, but then COVID killed it. So I hope now with World Long Drive being back that we get back to the point that we drug test to make it even more legit. Right now, we don't, because it's, I would think, I don't know how expensive it is, but I would think it's pretty expensive, and that has not been the focus over the last 2 years. But I hope that it's coming back, as well as sports betting.
Talk about the tour itself. You know, how many stops? Where does it go?
So it's 12 stops in total. The last three from August onwards are going to be on TV. three events on Golf Channel this year, which is super exciting, and the World Championship being in Atlanta in October.
Oh.
So,
hey, that's up the road.
I guess we're going to Atlanta in October.
Like, looks like we'll be in your cheering section.
I think I know somebody. Okay. Right, we will do it.
Yeah.
What about sponsorship? You know, a lot of sports you can have sponsors. A lot of sports you can't. The UFC obviously took away sponsorship. How does that play out for you?
It's pretty much the same as on the PGA Tour. So a lot of us guys have individual sponsors, and then the tour itself has sponsors and is looking for more as well. So all the TV coverage obviously has a lot of potential for endorsements, for placements, and all that. But in the meanwhile, the social media world grew so much, and a lot of us athletes have grown their social media channels as well, which is a great platform for sponsors. So not only for logo placements, but also for actual endorsements. And well, if you want to check it out, you can check out at World Long Drive on Instagram, for example. It's growing. They already posted the first couple of videos with a lot of athletes. And if you want to check out the tour, you can go to worldlongdrive.com. You see the whole schedule and everything's on there.
This isn't your first interview.
No, nah, he's a pro. He's a professional.
It's not even my first language, my friend.
Can you walk around at home? I mean, are you like a rock star? You know, and we joked about it, you know, earlier. The big drive, the long drive, everybody loves that. I mean, are you treated like the rock star?
Well, when I'm in the Munich city center, they don't care at all because golf is not really a thing in Munich or in Germany in general or in Europe, a little bit more in the UK. But as soon as I touch a golf course, yeah, people love it. People ask me all these questions just like yourself just did. And they all want to hit the ball further. And why wouldn't you ask these guys that hit the balls the longest? And over here at the PGA show, it's absolutely crazy how like what this did to all of us athletes. Because at some point, like 5 years back, we just love playing golf. We love playing hitting the ball as far as possible. And now with social media growing, with YouTube especially growing, a huge fan base grew. And, well, just over the last 2 days, I saw what it did to the whole market. It's crazy.
We talked earlier about back in the day, my foursome. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to put that foursome together. Only number four is now gone because three moves to four. Okay. Two moves to three. Steve Monroe moves to two.
All right,
we have our new number one.
Where do you want me at?
Yeah, you ain't even mentioned.
I'll drive the cart.
How do people?
I'm in for the putting.
How do people follow you? Are you on Instagram, Twitter, yeah, all that kind of stuff? If you want to throw that stuff.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram. My handle is Martin Borkmeyer. What I try to do is I post some entertaining stuff, obviously, but I really try to educate people how to hit it further. And also how to get people into the sport, because so many people have so much potential, especially from other sports. Discus throwers, baseball guys especially, they're so freaking fast rotationally, it's incredible. Also some cricket guys from other parts of the world. So all these sports have a lot in common with long drive, and you can benefit a lot from that explosiveness. And I want to showcase on my social media how to make that step into the sport of long drive. So feel free to follow along.
We'll post all that. We'll get everything out. Martin, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Brother.
Thanks
for having me. I was going to ask more, but he's trying to teach people to hit further. I'm just trying to learn how to hit, period.
That's true.
Not swinging a miss like baseball. You know, I got to do that. All right, let's go hit a quick break. Coming to you live from the PGA Show here in Orlando. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Phil Baroni, the New York Badass from the UFC, and you're listening to Talk Sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Looking for the perfect holiday gift? Randy Harris here, and once you check out The Vinyl Image, your search will be over. This is the gift. Perfect for the man cave, she shed, kids' room or garage. Get your favorite band, animal, sport, military, or custom your own record design. I already put my order in, and so should you. Vinyl records are back. Tune in to Knockout Radio for details on how to win a gift certificate to TheVinylImage.com.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal?
Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others. You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
You don't need to be in the military to take advantage of Military Case Surplus, where you can buy pre-owned storage cases up to 80% off. Most cases are waterproof, airtight, and in excellent used condition at unbeatable prices. Military Case Surplus is located at 8989 Ulmerton Road, Suite B in Largo. If you need it, they should have it. Call 727-276-8716 or come see them. We all need storage, and Military Case Surplus can save you a lot of money. And they're cool as well. Check them out on Facebook at Military Case Surplus.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim Palmer, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris. Freeze frame!
And we're back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from the PGA Expo, Orlando, Florida.
Good stuff. That was a big dude.
That's great. That's like my third long drive champion I've ever met. I used to train with one.
I don't care.
I know people, Randy.
Allegedly.
I have photographic proof.
Well, that doesn't mean
photographic.
Anything.
Photographic. You can, what's it called?
Photoshop.
Well, I have pornographic memory as well.
Hey, what goes on between you and your boyfriend, you know, we don't need to know about.
I got all the graphics.
Very, very good stuff. So, no UFC this weekend? Is there a UFC this weekend?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. But there is Slap tonight.
Did you watch the first season?
Well, it's not the first season. This is the first season.
Those knockouts are brutal.
The first episode.
They're brutal.
So, over, under, how many weeks are they doing it?
Ten.
Did they say 10? So, over, under 7. That it makes before it's off the air.
You think so?
I'll go over.
I'll take under.
No, well, I'll go over. It's already filmed. Now, it's different if there's going to be, you know, issues or people don't like it or they're going to try to stop it. It's already done.
Well, I didn't
see. Doesn't mean they can't take it off the air.
But I haven't seen any backlash from it. I haven't seen any like publicity online or people trying to get it taken away.
I've just seen the doctor saying that it's terrible for your head and your brain. Probably not a good idea.
Well, never mind.
I'm telling you, we should start the backhand league. And we could have got the Godfather from the WWF Hall of Fame. He could have been the spokesperson to start the first backslap.
Yeah.
He is.
You know, but come on, the Hall of Fame of that is so silly because it's not on stats. It's not on anything.
They wrote the stats.
Right, but I'm saying which isn't fair.
Right.
Because Barry Horowitz should be in the Hall of Fame. And I don't know if he is. But Barry Horowitz has the record. He's like 0-612.
The most losses of all time.
The most losses. You know, and his whole thing was he would pat himself on the back. And, you know, it took a great deal of him to sell that he never won a match. How is he not in the Hall of Fame?
Just like the mascot in Washington?
Or if he
always taken last name.
Nah,
or if he was.
Well,
he
finally won.
I thought they traded him.
Or if he was Cleveland, they would celebrate him with a parade for going 0-16.
No, that's true. No, that's definitely true. So I think Barry Horowitz should be in. But, you know, all that stuff, speaking of Hall of Famers, the greatest wrestler of all time is your Grand Marshal of the Gasparilla.
Yeah, Ric Flair. Woo!
Okay, very nice.
Going to be leading the Gasparilla Parade, the invasion of the Pirates in Tampa Bay.
I guess he was at the Bucks game.
I was.
I think he was there. Your boy was there. Terry was there.
Oh, yeah.
On and on and on.
He was on the Monday Night Raw last week.
They all were.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame edition.
It was kind of funny, and I didn't really want to respond to Road Dogg. You know, they all came in and they confronted the three Europeans. I don't even know their name. And it was like Kurt Angle. It was X-Pac. It was Triple H, all the old timers. And then they're like, okay, let's go. Who's going to? And each one of them, like, Triple H got in the dude's face and he's like, I'm retired. And then the next guy's like, I'm too old. I'm too this. I'm too that. But I guess McMahon's back.
Yeah.
That was quick.
It's kind of like Dana. Like, you know, he's invincible.
Dana never left.
Yeah, Dana never left. But he was definitely going to say that. Who do you guys like this weekend? I'm talking NFL, just in case you're not with me. Do you want me to tell you who's playing?
Yeah, who's playing?
Sam Fran against Philadelphia. I just found out, Tampa Bay people, Akeem Spence is on the 49ers. Former Buccaneer, former one of my close guys. I would have rooted for Sam Fran no matter what. I can't root for that ugly green.
That's your hometown.
He claims it all the time,
Yeah, he does. Yeah, the first time you said to the PGA show concierge, he's like, I'm from Philly as well. We're brothers.
First of all, I didn't say that.
Like, you're brothers.
I didn't say that.
And then Hogan popped out. He's like, brother. Hey, brother.
I said I was born there. And as long as you've been alive, I'm sure you've never heard me say anything good about the Philadelphia Eagles.
No, you haven't. But you haven't said a lot of good things about the city of Philadelphia either.
Well, you drop...
Or people in general. Yeah, you still claim it, though.
But he drops names of schools, so it looks like he's official, like he's from there.
It's the city.
Yeah, he's my uncle was from the city. Yeah, right.
Largo. Now you know Pinellas County. You're good.
I love the city of Philadelphia. I truly do. I like Philadelphia.
Well, you said love and like in the same sentence.
Yeah. I like. Okay, I like. I'm a big Phillies fan. I always have been. You know, I've been a Flyers fan, even though I don't really care. The only hockey team I care about, and let's be honest, are the Tampa Bay Lightning.
It's 41 games a year.
All I care... Yeah, I don't want road games. I don't care.
You only care about if they win. Chicken. You care
about the... Hold on. They did a new one.
With
the
aquarium.
Added to the aquarium. And the aquarium one was up until almost midnight last night. So when I first found out about it, and I sent a message to Steve, it was gone instantly. I think they give out 2,500 tickets,
okay. You
know, per, and you can only get one. There were so many available last night. The game was over. Like, I guess you need to start as soon as they score their third goal. I didn't even know the game was over. And I went online and got 6 people tickets.
So do you have to have a ticket stub?
No.
You just, no, so it's for anybody. Free, first come, first serve.
Yep. All you got to do is go to whatever the website, canescore3 or something like that.com. You fill in the info. They send you the promo code, and then you have to go to the dump and get it. And then, you know, they'll give you the ticket just like they did Busch Gardens, just like, you know, whatever. So,
are you allowed to go in?
I have to go to a different one.
Okay. I was just asking because I know there's an issue.
Because he called it a dump.
He's like, yeah. Well, he's...
One location's a dump. The other one's okay.
He did claim that he was going to put a...
tracker device.
Trespassing?
Yeah, trespassing on me. Yeah. They have a lifetime guarantee unless they don't want to fix it.
That makes sense.
Explain that to me. Oh. You have a lifetime guarantee.
Which lifetime?
Because they couldn't fix it because they sent somebody out twice and they couldn't fix it.
Wasn't the lifetime of the company and the company went under, so there's no more warranty, though they're selling it.
That's, changed the LLC.
Yeah, that's what they changed it to. After they sent somebody out twice, they replaced the mechanism twice. And then they're like, well, the company's out of business, so we don't have to do it. But I'll go in to get a free ticket, you know, to the aquarium, to Busch Gardens, to whatever. And I also, matter of fact, we need to hit the Chick-fil-A before 10 o'clock tonight.
Yes.
So that we can get the 2 freebies. But I don't care if they win on the road because it doesn't benefit me.
So
win at home.
So what are the Flyers give away? If Tampa Bay gives away chicken and aquarium visits.
Mugging. On the subway
a
home.
Cheesesteak? I mean, you would hope it's a cheesesteak.
They're all different. When Steve and I went to the Knights in Vegas, this was kind of coaxy. They got to score like 2 or 3 goals in a period.
Okay.
To get a free, I think it was pizza, wasn't it? Tacos. It was tacos. You know, but come on, score 3 goals in a period is... Big ups, though, last night. Steven Stamkos, a big honor. You know, that they celebrated his 500th.
Yeah.
I think he's up to like 504 now.
I think it's even more than that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Big ups to him.
That's a big ups. Legendary
they
career.
Even did the celebration last night for him before the game. They pushed the game back like 15 minutes, and he scores the game-winning goal.
Yeah.
So perfect. El Capitan.
Free Chick-fil-A.
Hall of Famer.
Oh,
I know you like the Hall of Famer.
Yeah. No,
he's a legit Hall of Famer.
There's 4 on the team.
Who else?
Kucherov makes the Hall of Fame.
For sure.
Yeah.
Hedman makes the Hall of Fame.
For sure.
Stamkos.
Absolutely.
And then Vasilevskiy makes the Hall of Fame. All 4 numbers retired.
And Cooper.
Let's talk about Cooper.
Let's talk about Cooper. Somebody wanted him out.
Ever since I called for his head,
three
straight Stanley Cup finals. That's all I needed was I needed to light the fire.
He did light it. He wanted him out. He wanted him out more than Todd Bowles.
That's the next one.
Yeah, Todd's got to go, right?
You know, here's my thing, and nobody will do this. I understand it. And we saw it. I saw it on a TV show, and it's scripted. It's TV and all that crap. I get. I think Todd Bowles should have stood up because of the way BA set it all up, and I'm going to continue saying they didn't hire on talent because Todd Bowles did not deserve that team. He cost the Rams game last year. I think hiring him was the wrong decision. I would respect Todd Bowles more, not that anybody gives a crap who I do and who I don't, if Todd Bowles refused and said, no, not firing Byron Leftwich. It's either he stays or we both go.
Oh, you think there's that kind of loyalty in pro sports anymore?
That's Bruce Arians' loyalty.
Right, that's Bruce Arians' loyalty. That's Bruce Arians' we're together, we're this, we're that, until it's time to replace you. And then you're like, no, get rid of everybody else, I'm staying. I think it was bad.
What golf course did Arians steal his golf club cart from? This is where the Golf Expo. Where did he get that cart from?
Is that
provided by the team? Is that his own personal one?
You should go find that out right now.
Is that his personal club car?
No, but I'm sure they took it away. Yeah,
sure they took that thing.
Yeah, the Bucks took it back.
They said, keys, please.
You think so?
Well, it's not his to take.
Is the windshield bulletproof?
It's Bruce Arians.
Well, it does have doors, I guess. So
and I don't know if you saw this. I'm sure most of you did out in the listening land. Keenan McCardell getting a shot, or at least an interview, for the OC.
Really?
He could be the first offensive coordinator to have his own radio show. Because I know somebody that would do it.
Him.
And me.
He's pretty good, apparently.
Well, Keenan and I did a radio show back in the day. 01, 02, 02, 03, something like that.
Okay.
I did it at Leroy Selman's back in the day.
Back in the good old days.
Back in the good old days.
You're about to reconnect with a good old boy out in Phoenix next week. Your boy, Pitt.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing.
Michael Pittman, back in the day. Wasn't he a part of your radio show?
Yeah. Yep, he had the show. He's a knucklehead. He would hide.
You used to pick him up in the limo.
In the limo.
Yeah.
Doreen would pick him up. And then after, many years later, I found this story out that, you know, I would always like text, like, where are you? You know, people don't come to the show to see me. They don't come to the show to see you. They come to see the athlete.
Or get the prize.
The celebrity. Right. So I'm like, where are you? It's 2 minutes of. And they're hiding behind the building because they thought it was so funny, Doreen and Pitt. They thought it was so funny to have me sweat.
Well, that's what Steve and I did this morning. We were hiding around the building at the Hard Rock.
You're both idiots.
And we were like trying to make you sweat.
You also notified security that there wasn't going to be a car
I called security. I'm like, hey, there's a car.
They certainly were watching.
He's going to park there illegally all day. He's not a customer.
Now, I was going to bring up when Paul Stanley was on that not only will I see him on next Friday down at the Hard Rock, that I'll see him in Columbia. Because there's a big tour.
Yeah.
It's Kiss and it's the Scorpions. Well, we are going in April. I just figured we'll tell him in person on Friday.
That's going to be amazing.
Too bad you can't go because the pizzeria will be open.
No, I'll be fine. I got plenty of staff. I'm good to go.
He cleared his calendar.
Yeah, Columbia is my jam. I got to get some stem cells.
Did you know he's South American?
I'm South American. Those are my people. Like, I'm going to get some stem cells while I'm down there.
You just don't speak the right language.
No.
That's the problem.
Or understand it.
I speak American. and that's the language of money.
I already know what I'm going to do. You know, I was told this.
Leave him at the airport.
No, I was told this story that a friend of mine went somewhere who is gay. And he went with another person who was gay. And the cab driver said, hey, I really like the other guy. Can I take him up into the mountains? I think we'll just take Matt up into the mountains.
Where was that going?
Yeah, I don't want to go.
I was just curious.
I don't want to go there.
Are you the cab driver? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I don't want to go there.
I definitely could. All right, so Eagles, 49ers.
Eagles.
Eagles, 49ers.
I'm going to go 49ers.
I'm going 49ers. I don't know if it's because I hate Philadelphia or I hate the Eagles.
The problem is
Hurt is hurt.
The AFC will win the Super Bowl if San Francisco wins the NFC Championship.
That's perfect.
Because they're not getting out alive. San Francisco isn't getting out of Philly alive.
Yeah, they will.
Yes, they will.
So they egg the bus.
I don't think they'll do a lot more now.
So they boo Santa Claus.
Now you were not here. I was going to say some derogatory things about you, but it goes without saying. When the Bucks went to Philly for the NFC Championship game, the fans went outside the hotel and made noise all night long.
They broke the pipes last week. The Giants didn't have hot water. Yeah, nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed.
I'm surprised the building was open.
All right, the other Kansas City, will Mahomes play? Most likely. Is he 100%? I don't even think he's going to be
60%. 60% Mahomes is 100% better than...
Who are they playing?
15 NFL quarterbacks.
Well, who are they playing?
Better, or yes, he might be better than some quarterbacks that are in the NFL. The problem is his game is not the same. So when you don't have to worry about him running, it changes everything.
I'd be curious how much he's run this year, because that's something they talked about, that he doesn't do it as much.
But it's still the possibility that he can.
Who knows? He still may be able to.
Who's KC playing?
The Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, the Bengals. Man, they look tough.
I guess we're not doing another interview we were going to do today.
They look good.
We were going to have an offensive lineman on today.
Oh, Cal?
No.
They look good, though. They look good in the snow. They went into Buffalo and, like, dominated in the air.
You know, here's my thing about Burrow. And you and I, Matt, have talked about this. Sean and you and I have talked about it, that there's certain guys I like that are kind of trash talkers, or kind of, you know, Tito comes, you know, obviously in the mind, Chael Sonnen, but then I don't like Conor McGregor, okay? Right. I don't know if Joe Burrows is a trash talker, if he's...
There's no S on the end of his name.
Joe Burrow.
Thank you.
Right. I was saying Joe Burrow.
Apostrophe S?
Yes. Yes. Was that, you know, that note? Is he a trash talker? Is he confident? Is he cocky? You know, when he was asked about the window of winning championships, and his response was, the window is my whole career, I loved it.
Yeah.
No, I loved
it. But what other answer are you supposed to give? You know what? I could only win for like 4 years, but like the rest of the 12 years of my career, I'm just going to steal money.
Right.
Like most do.
Nothing. Chad Henne, anything is possible.
Oh, my God. I remember Chad.
Ryan Griffin, right?
Yeah. Well, who at least Chad's playing.
Gabbard?
Well, but he's the backup.
Right.
Ryan Griffith was number four.
I'm just saying.
Ryan Jim Sorgi? RG4 was the four. He was the four. The Trask, who will never play, was three.
Well, a great career, though.
RG4 has the greatest career ever.
He got paid to do...
Millions.
Just practice.
Millions to probably not even practice. Go sit in the corner. Yeah. Go sit in the shed.
We'll call you if we need
you. Go get that blocking dummy.
Come back at lunch. I love the guy.
You know what's bad? When you shag the punter's balls.
All right, so you're taking Kansas City, I'm assuming.
No, I'm taking Cincinnati.
You are taking
Cincinnati. Yeah, I take Cincinnati.
So Cincinnati, Philadelphia is what you're taking.
Yeah.
I think that's the Super Bowl.
And who wins it?
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
That would be so incredible.
It's so good.
I would be so happy. And then...
Kappa will be back by then, hopefully.
Then a reporter can ask Alex Kappa... are you still hungry for a Super Bowl?
It's the window.
Oh, we're getting an Eagle guy over in the background.
It's his career.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about the Eagle fan in the back. I was going to go get his address, and I was going to mail him one of those Philadelphia Philly spring training game-used jerseys of the box that's still in the backyard. But after he did the Eagles thing, I don't know. I don't know if I can do
that's
it.
That's your brother. You guys are like from the same city of brotherly
love.
Well,
he's not from Philly. He's from the
outskirts.
You're
not from
Philly. Yeah, you're not from Philly.
You were just born there. It's not where you're
from. You went there briefly.
Twice.
It's not where you're from. It's where you pay rent.
Well, that's where I served, though, too. That's where I became a Mason. I have a lot of ties to Philadelphia. Just not
athletically.
Time there. that's what you
I
lack.
Used to hang out in the dungeon with the Philly Fanatic. That was the best. This guy got paid to put on a costume, get on a little Jeep thing, drive around for 5 minutes. He goes, listen, Randy, I'll be right back in 10 minutes.
And now he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Well, he runs the Hall of Fame.
What? The Philly Fanatic is a Hall of Famer?
Well, he is a Hall of Famer. There's no doubt.
There's like three, right? You could say three would go in?
Well, the Gorilla. The Gorilla would be three.
Oh, okay. I didn't even think of the Gorilla.
Yeah, the Phoenix Gorilla. The number one. And
so it's four.
There's an argument on who's one. I'm going Philly Fanatic one, San Diego Chicken two. Ooh. Who's three?
Three got Rocky in Denver.
Yeah,
the mascot?
Rocky's good. I mean, does the trampoline tricks and
the gorilla does the trampoline stuff.
So that's the four.
But the mile high flyer, you know, like what about the St. Louis Cardinal?
What? No, there's two.
What about the sausage guys up in Minneapolis?
Or like Sean said earlier.
I think that's Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. Yeah, the sausage guys. What about the sausage races? Those guys are pretty good.
They're not Hall of Famers.
You don't think?
Before we run out of time, I've been very vocal on social media. Scott Rowland joins Fred McGriff, two guys that should not, in my opinion, be going into the Hall of Fame, will be going in together. Scott Rowland, in my opinion, was a good third baseman. You know, he was a very good third baseman. All right, I'll give you that much. But I don't think he was a Hall of Famer. And when you continue to put Hall of Pretty Good into the Hall of Fame, it dwindles down. It takes away from – I mean, would you ever put Scott Rowland in the same category? Would you mention him at the same time as Mike Schmidt? Would you mention him at the same time as Brooks Robinson? I wouldn't.
No. He's no Ron Say.
Well, most Penguins aren't. And I'm going to continue to say the Fred McGriff thing, I'm against. I like Fred.
Just too long a time between when they played and when they got in?
Yeah, you know, the senior circuit, the senior people, the people, we're going to vote in people that have been overlooked for 22 years.
Like what's the timeline? 5 years? If you don't make it in five, you're done?
I think it's more than five. Now, I have a friend of mine, Brad Penny, who got a vote. Somebody voted for Brad Penny to go into the Hall of Fame.
Was it you?
And this is what Brad Penny said. The guy should never be allowed to vote again.
Was it Larry the Cable Guy?
Probably. Probably.
He has an influence. He could probably get him on a ballot.
He has no influence.
Larry the Cable Guy?
What kind of influence does he have?
He's got, I don't know.
None.
That's his guy.
None.
All right, fine.
What has stuck out to you? I know that you've been, you know, kissing butt of a couple people over there.
So I'm really interested in the mechanics of spinal flexation. You know, I have a steel mace. I got one of those Onnit steel maces where you can do barbarian squats and different type of workouts that rotate your spine that you can. So I'm really interested in the science behind the golf game and the devices that people are training with to actually get a longer drive or to hit a straighter shot. And so that's pretty interesting to me.
If you can remember the date so we can let Steve put it down in the book on when we're going to Atlanta so we can set that up.
He said October, right? So long drive championship.
That'll be cool to go and attend.
Awesome.
You know, because it'll be a little Happy Gilmore-ish. You know, that's kind of the atmosphere, the screaming, the hollering, you know, him screaming as he's hitting 480-yard bombs.
Can't say bombs.
I can say it on the radio. I just can't say it on Facebook.
He just needs to be more specific.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you tagged you were watching the game. maybe that would be a good one, too.
Maybe. Yeah. But, you know, again, and I know we've talked about this before, I wasn't upset that they banned me. I was upset that they wouldn't listen to my appeal and me explain. And then they could say, well, I understand, but you still blah, 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 blah. They didn't. They refused that.
Well, if I get time, there are a couple, like, swag shops here, clothing and apparel, that says Big Bombs is a Callaway hat. So if we can find one of those, I think you should wear that so that, you know, U.S. Navy hat.
Yeah, because one is so much better than the other.
They both deal with bombs.
That's true.
And we're both Navy guys after my cruise to the Caribbean.
2 weeks from now, we will broadcast Tuesday through Friday in Phoenix on Radio Row.
Is that next week?
No. That's why I said 2 weeks from now.
Okay.
Thanks for tuning in.
Next week.
A lot of big plans. Lee Steinberg's already on board. He's coming on Friday. Michael Pittman, I think he'll probably do Thursday. Adam Field will probably do Wednesday. Working on,
Sugar Sean O'Malley.
Sean O'Malley, who lives out there, will be on. All the UFC people will be on, so that'll be cool. They'll be in Perth. We'll be on Radio Row. Should be cool. Should be fun. Anything in closing?
What does Perth mean?
Thanks for the time. Thanks for letting me grab a headset.
Well, we're happy that you enjoyed yourself.
I love the dynamic with you guys. This is great. Can't wait for the ride back.
I'm looking for a Milo. I'm looking for a Golden Retriever Memorial head cover. So Randy's going to kill my dog when we get back to Tampa for running away today.
No, I would have already killed it.
Well,
now it's too late.
Well, he'll do it again.
See, if you do it after the fact, then you've put thought into it. It has to be instant. Okay. And really, I wouldn't have killed the dog. I would have killed you.
Then we need a gladiator head cover.
How about this? You've seen all these commercials real quick on, you know, poverty and, you know, begging for money and all that stuff. We leave that on. But when it comes to the dog that's outside and chained in there, we change the channel. We won't watch any of that.
Yeah.
Abuse to animals and such.
Right. But Steve's not homeless.
We are out of time. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank the crowd here that paid attention to us out at the PGA show. I want to thank our guests. I even want to thank the Eagle fan, and I'm still going to hook him up with the Phillies jersey, even though he's not listening anymore. And, of course, big honor. I thought it was pretty cool. And we will drive next Friday to go see and meet Paul Stanley from KISS. So,
artist.
Until next week, hit us up on social media. A lot of things. Oh, I understand why he didn't look, because it's a delay. It's a delay.
Can we call him the artist formerly known as Paul Stanley?
Why? What's he now known as?
I don't know. Like, we'll tie it in. Like, it's the.
He should have his own name.
See everybody next week.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.